Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Hi, David.
Hi, Robin.
How are you?
Pretty good. Man, it's cold out there, but it's beautiful today.
I know. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. Doesn't it seem like it's been kind of forever?
It does.
Yeah.
And it's way too early, right? I mean, we've had many Christmases where we weren't sure it was going to be a white Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's still 7 weeks away-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We abide.
We do. The Enchanted Forest also seems like that was forever
ago.
Oh,
boy. Right. And it's been 2 weeks since we've potted.
Yes.
Is that a... No, that's not right. Potted.
Well, I think that works.
It's the past tense of...
Yeah. It's a verb.
Pod.
Poded.
Anyway, yeah. In 2 weeks. Okay. Enchanted Forest. Halloween. Yes.
Thank you to the 8th grade for bringing Little Red Riding Hood alive, and it was a really sweet Enchanted Forest. I loved that door.
Oh, yeah.
That was erected in the middle of the forest, and I saw a lot of new faces from the community and the surrounding area that I hadn't seen before, so the word is definitely out about our little slice of magic, Halloween magic, over there at Hubbard Hills. I do have some thank yous. Thank you to Cindy Hubbard for allowing us the use, and also Vernon Trails for the use of Hubbard Hills for the Enchanted Forest. Thank you to all the 8th grade parents who made costumes, cooked food, and organized the event. And thank you to the 8th graders who inspire us with their team spirit and creativity. Also thanks to Viroqua Food Co-op, the Cakery Bakery, and Kickapoo Coffee for donations to help round out the Enchanted Forest this year.
That's always a great event.
It is. Yeah. Hey, did you have the chili?
I did. It was great.
It was one of the best chilies I've ever had. The great news about that chili is that there's still some available. It's been frozen and it's available for purchase.
We bought 2 quarts this morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope you didn't beat me to it. I almost didn't want to make this announcement because I want to get some of that for our own freezer and be able to pull that out.
It was so good.
It was. Did Christina say how many quarts were available?
No. She said Robin's not going to get any, though.
Oh, stop. Yes, she will. Anyway, please stop by the 8th grade if you would like to purchase some for your own freezer.
I just went into the office.
Oh, so you're saying don't interrupt main lesson.
You can go to 8th grade, too, but if you don't feel like that works out for you, for the timing or whatever.
Probably not so appropriate.
Go to the office.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Yum.
Shall we look at the calendar?
Yes.
Some good things coming up. Friday, November 8th, is our Martinmas Lantern Walk.
Tonight.
Yes. 4:30 p.m. at the Sidey Hollow Park Shelter. Saturday, November 9th, is the much-anticipated community clothing exchange from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the school gym. Have you seen the school office lately?
I was in there this morning. I didn't notice. Is it full of stuff?
Just mountains of clothing and gear. And I even saw some household items and some children's games. Our office is teeming. I would even say bursting at the seams with all kinds of goodies for the clothing swap, which is great because this year we have asked folks to bring things in advance and not day of.
And so today is the last day, right?
Absolutely. And then we will be setting up tonight and be ready for all of the community members tomorrow.
Excellent.
Another great thing about seeing folks come into the school is certainly a number of parents have been bringing things in, but I saw a lot of folks who are maybe alumni parents or who are not affiliated as parents in the school bringing their things in too. I mean, this is really a true community event. Yeah. Let's see. And then Wednesday, November 13th, Parents Night Out from 6 to 8 p.m. at Pacifico. There will be more about that in a few minutes. Thursday, November 14th is the third grade parent evening at 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. in the third grade classroom. Saturday, November 16th, all school workday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday, November 18th is the fourth grade parent meeting, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Thursday, November 21st is the fall concert at 6:30 p.m. in the school gym. November 27th through 29th, Thanksgiving break. And Monday, December 2nd, school resumes.
Coming up pretty quickly.
It is.
What's cooking? So we already mentioned the Martinmas walk tonight, the lantern walk. Just a reminder. There's quite a bit of specific information about this. It's a very reverent sort of function. And so we do encourage you to read on the front of the Lunchbox Express many things to think about, timing and equipment and how we behave and all that kind of stuff. By equipment, I mean just dressing properly and all
that. Yes, be sure to dress warmly.
So like I say, there's some good guidelines on the front page of the lunchbox. On the second page of the lunchbox, there is some background on the whole Festival of Martinus. Really great, really helpful to read. So do take a look at that when you can.
Yes.
And then into the announcements. Bring in your books. The school library will be hosting their annual book sale November 11th through the 26th out in the hallway. Please bring your book donations to the school library. The proceeds from the sale will go towards new books.
Thanks, Diane Banner and library volunteers for coordinating that.
Yeah. Also, we mentioned this a moment ago, but the Parents' Night Out coming up Wednesday, November 13th at Pacifico. Olé! I love Pacifico. This is a great opportunity to connect other parents at the school. Please RSVP to Michelle Thomas at shellthomas@gmail.com if you'd like to join us so we can make a reservation. And that email is CHELLELTHOMAS@gmail.com.
Oh, one of my favorite events all year is coming up. Come Craft for the Holiday Fair. There will be a crafting night on Friday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. right here at David Levin and Margaret Lenars' home.
Casa Levin Lenars.
Oh, it's always such a great time. We'll work on a few different items to stock the shelves at the Children's Castle. It's a nice chance to visit, enjoy some snacks and warming beverages. Adults only. No crafting experience necessary. And that's true.
Definitely.
Listen, if I can do it, anybody can do it. And it really is a great time.
It's a lovely event. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, just a friendly reminder to please let the office staff know when your child will be absent, late, or out for an appointment. You may also inform your student's teacher if you choose, but the office staff maintains the official record and needs to know who's in the building at all times. If your student arrives late or is returning from an appointment, please have them check in at the office before going to class. You can leave a voicemail at all hours or send an email to info@pleasantridgewaldorf.org. Thank you, and that's from Amber and Barb, our fantastic office managers.
They're doing a great job, aren't they?
Yep.
Are you interested in being a host family? Is your family interested in hosting a student from South Korea this coming January? We have 7 students in grades 4 through 8 that are in need of a host family while they are here to visit Viroqua and Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School. It's a wonderful experience to be part of, and your family will be compensated for hosting. Please see Jordan in the front office if you are interested or would like more information. I understand that you will be hosting a student. Do you know yet which student you'll be hosting or what grade?
I don't think we have heard any of the details yet. Mm-hmm. Margaret might have picked up some, but
yeah,
I don't think so.
Oh, that's really exciting. Yeah, yeah, thanks for doing that.
Yes, it's going to be great. All right, just a reminder, we welcome and invite and encourage you to provide your feedback to our faculty. The forms are in the office. Please take the time to thoughtfully provide your comments and suggestions to all of your children's teachers. These forms are supposed to be in before the Thanksgiving break, so another couple of weeks, but just do it now while it's on your mind. Pick up a form. Give us your thoughtful feedback. Super helpful, so thank you for that.
It's true. It really is helpful. So please weigh in.
Yeah.
There's still time to sign up for a November lunch server shift. If you have 45 minutes and would like to get a free lunch and have a winning 45 minutes, come serve at Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School. It's always so much fun.
Yeah.
There's the same link to the Google Doc. You can sign up there. Thank you.
That link's on the
Lunchbox Express,
right?
Yes. Same Google Sheet that it's been all fall, and okay, instead of a separate one each time. So if you have the link, I have it on an app right on my phone that I can, you know, look at any time. So, oh,
nice.
Yep.
Lost and found. Please stop in the hallway and check through the lost and found for any items that may belong to you. Any items remaining by the end of the day on Friday, November 8th, which is today, will be added to the clothing swap. Oh, that's a nice idea.
It's amazing how many of my own children's things I find as I'm walking by. Oh, that's where that is.
Exactly.
So it pays to take a look.
Yeah.
There are still some Pleasant Ridge directory and handbooks in parent mailboxes. Extra copies are also available. If you haven't yet received yours, be sure to check your parent mailbox. And if you would like an extra, they are available for $5 each.
Great. Save the date. We've picked a date for the official Pleasant Ridge 40th anniversary dinner and celebration. That is Saturday, March 28th, 2020. That's fun to be able to say that. It's just a nice symmetric year, 2020. Mm-hmm. We look forward to a beautiful event and hope you'll join us. More information is forthcoming as the event nears. That's from the development committees hosting that.
Yes, if you would like to be involved in that endeavor, please let me know.
So, of course, the holiday fair is coming rapidly. The big news for this episode is just that advance tickets are available now.
They are. Right on our website.
Saturday, Friday and Saturday, December 6th and 7th. Big, 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 big deal.
And you save by getting them in advance.
Right. Yeah.
It helps us know how many folks to expect and how many meals to make. Mm-hmm. But also, you can save $5 per ticket if you plan on eating dinner. If you plan on general admission and not eating dinner, it would be $8 in advance, $10 at the door. If you are planning to get a Golden Wassail Pass, which I highly recommend, that includes admission and entertainment and a beautiful meal and a beautiful dessert and one basket raffle ticket.
Ah.
That's a bargain.
I think we've always done that.
Yeah. $25 in advance and $30 at the door.
It's golden.
It's golden.
There's a lot of information about the holiday fair in the lunchbox, page 5. So check all that out. We're not going to read all that on the pod.
No, but know that we are also bringing that dance party back this year.
Oh.
Chris Dunn has confirmed that he will be our DJ. He does such
fun.
A beautiful job. And
Yeah,
it was such a highlight of our year last year. But this is only for the adults.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't bring your kids. Yeah, don't bring your kids to Friday night.
Adults loved it too. All right, I'm in. Which one am I thinking of? I'm thinking of another dance
party. Oh, I think you're thinking of
the graduation.
That was so fun. Yeah.
Well, this will be every bit as fun.
Yeah.
And child free.
Yes.
We bring our inner child with us. one thing to point out from the holiday fair is it's time for trinkets. There's a box in the office now where we're accepting donations of little, it says here, doodads. I like that word. Special gifts from nature, unwanted jewelry, etc., to fill the cape of the pocket person and the shelves of the children's castle for the holiday fair. So like I said, there's a box in the office where you can drop off your trinkets and doodads, etc. Starting November 4th. It's there now. No plastic, please. And thank you from the Holiday Fair Committee.
It's baking season. Please help us create a rich spread of special delights for the Holiday Fair bake sale table. Bake and freeze now, thaw, and cook the day before the fair. That's a thought. There will be a large sign-up sheet available outside the main office by the start of next week. Please sign up early for a slot that inspires you. Prefer to bake savory items and special candies? Or special candies? Even better. Looking forward to seeing your new ideas. Please contact Julia Hugo at juliahunt@gmail.com if you have questions or ideas for how to improve the fair bake sale.
Truth be told, coming up this weekend, Youth Initiative is hosting Truth Be Told in the Landmark Building Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. We have our tickets already. The annual storytelling event is a beloved and time-honored tradition during which audience members laugh, cry, and are given the opportunity to get more deeply acquainted with members of our community. These are really amazing. I've been to several of these.
Yes, me too.
This year's theme is On the Road. Speakers are Paul and Paula Grenier, Steve Lawless, Charlie Hudnall. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
You are.
Or any of these. Well, I'm doing my best. Alex Stoffregen, do you know that one?
I don't know that one.
Sorry, Kathy Gotthardt, Dwayne Coons, Bevo Boer, hoping on that one, Jane Benton. Tickets can be purchased at the door or at the Youth Initiative website. Apologies for mispronouncing those names, folks. But it's a great show, and it's, like I say, tomorrow night. Starts at 7:30. Don't miss it. It's a great fundraiser for Youth Initiative also.
It is, and it really is a great way to get to know and understand more fully, perhaps, some folks in our community that you may or may not know. And it is inspired by Moth Radio Hour.
Oh, sure.
And so it is a personal storytelling project. And I've been to a few, too. I mean, I don't miss them. I think that's it for this week.
I think you may be right.
For these few weeks.
For these 2 weeks.
Right? Because now we are recording every other week.
So I have a question for you.
Sure.
Is that is that biweekly? Is it semi? I always get confused on.
I don't think that that's biweekly.
Biweekly, no, would be twice a week.
Bimonthly. You know, I've never figured that one out.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm not alone. Maybe, anyway, every other week.
Maybe in 2 weeks I'll have good news for you, and I'll be able to tell you a definitive something.
And if one of you out there knows in a way that I can retain the information, let us know.
Yeah, because that's the thing too, is that you can learn it and then remembering it.
Right. That's the thing.
That's the thing.
Anyway.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you in
2 weeks.
2 weeks. See you then.